Welcome back to the channel. If this is your first time on the channel, welcome in, look around, check out some of my other videos, see if there's something that resonates with you. And if so, make sure you like, comment, share. And if you're going to do all that, you may as well subscribe. But when you subscribe, make sure you hit the notification bell so that you are notified when I upload more amazing videos such as this. This is really impromptu. Really, you know, don't have a whole topic to discuss or anything like that. Stopping by because it is the first of the month and it is full moon. So I wanted to say hi to y'all and I wanted to bring you some peace, some blessings, some love, some light. You know, I just finished my spiritual bath and I did a Tao Talk Tuesday in my private platform. And before I logged off completely, while I'm in the energy, the positive energy of speaking, I decided that I would also record a video for you guys because it has been a while. So it's full moon. I just did my spiritual bath, honey. I put me some manifestation oil in my bath. I put my crystals in my bath. I put some pink Himalayan sea salt in my bath, and I sat there and I really just gave thanks. I said a prayer, you know, really got into self for a minute, just sat quietly, and I got out of the shower and oiled my body down with my oil. And I was just saying, this oil feels so good on my skin. Like it just feels so good. It makes my skin feel so soft, especially fresh out of the bathtub. And it is my sweet punani. Can y'all see? Wait a minute. Can you see that? My sweet punani oil. And I also have my cashmere coochie. These ain't even on the website yet, y'all. They ain't on the website yet. I was just really feeling myself because for the past, I would say 3 days. Yesterday, I noticed like, dang, it's been 3 days. And I'm not really feeling myself. Like, I feel anxious. I feel a bit of anxiety. And that's not like me. Y'all know I'm really in tune with my emotions and how I feel on the inside and the outside of my body. So I was feeling real strange and I couldn't put my finger on why. And then when I realized that we are going into a full moon, I was like, oh, okay. Okay, I understand now. I understand now. I forgot. It's full moon. It is full moon. So a couple of days before full moon, there's always like some weird kind of energy that happens, right? So I understood. At least I could put a reason into why I was feeling the way that I was feeling. But yeah, I did my whole spiritual bath, oiled my body down. I was creative yesterday. I said, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to make up a batch of the Sweet Punani. I keep showing y'all. Sweet Punani Glow Up Body Oil. And the cashmere coochie. I did the cashmere coochie today. I just love the packaging. The gold here. The gold writing. Of course, we have the ingredients. I just love it. And you know, when I get in that creative mode, you know, I want to create. So they're not on the website yet, but they will go up tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm gonna take photos of them and I'm gonna upload them on my GodGlowFaceAndBody.com website, but I just wanted to share with you again. I wanted to bring you some love, some light. Got my little incense going, feeling myself, got my little makeup on. You know, you can't tell me nothing right now. But yeah, you know, this morning I got up feeling much better. I wrote out my goals. I need to finish writing my goals because I only wrote a few down. But that's what I want to do. Like, my goals, my main goal is to get back to where I was mentally and spiritually when I arrived at this spot, when I arrived here. And when I say this spot, I'm talking about when I arrived at the point where I could embrace my personal freedom, where I could take my power back, where I could start living my life on my terms. It all happened from me really just writing. I remember back in Atlanta, I used to be writing all the time. Every day I was writing. And I was meditating all the time, doing my spiritual baths. I was really, really going inward. And I started to have this awakening, which brought me to this moment in time. And sometimes, even in this moment, I feel like I'm not doing enough, or I'm not doing it right, or I should be doing this, or I could be doing that. Like, I go into this busy state of mind. Like, I should be busy. I should be doing something to keep me busy. And I only feel like that when I'm here in the U.S. When I'm outside of the U.S., I never feel like that. I always feel like I'm right where I need to be. I always feel like I'm in relaxation mode. But it's something about the U.S. that always brings me to this mindset of feeling like I have to be busy in order to be productive. So, yeah, you know, getting back to where I was originally, just really going within, is one of my goals. That's one of my goals. And I have a few more that I want to write down. And you know, when you have these goals, when you feel like you need to go to the next level. Y'all, I'm covering up my little patches because I don't know what it is about this set of braids that I put in, child. They just sliding off. I'm just losing braids left and right, honey. So I got so many of them that are missing. But it's okay because next week I'm going to get my hair braided. I might bring y'all with me to go and get my hair braided. But, and do you know, I have not. The last time I let somebody braid my hair, I was 15. I was 15 years old. I was working my first job. I had my first paycheck. School was about to start back. It was the summertime when when you go school shopping and you get your hair done for school. School was about to start back. And I remember the baddest braider in our neighborhood, her name was Priscilla. Priscilla could get down on some braids. Like, she was always booked. And I let her braid my hair, y'all. I could have sworn that lady braided my scalp with my hair. My hair was so tight. It was so tight. My head hurt so bad. It felt like ants were in my hair. I could not sleep that night. I had a headache. It looked good, but I couldn't. And I spent my hard-earned money. I remember I had paid her $60 for her to French braid my hair. I spent my hard-earned money. I was so excited about getting my hair braided to go back to school. I let this woman braid my hair, and she killed my head. I said I would never, ever, ever let anybody else braid my hair. And then I was like, you know what? I don't feel like cutting my nails down to braid my hair. And I need my hair braided. I'm gonna let somebody else do it, because I don't really, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm in a different space right now in my mind. I found this young girl on TikTok that lives here in Vegas, and I was like, let me try her out. Let me try her out and see how she does. So I booked an appointment to get my hair braided for next week. So I'm just letting the braids kind of like fall out. If y'all gonna fall out, honey, because I'm going to take all this down pretty soon anyway, but I was trying to cover it up. I was trying to do the little patchwork, patch it up so y'all didn't see all the hairs sticking up off my head. But anyway, y'all, I forgot what I was talking about. Y'all know, honey, I forget real easy, but I just wanted to stop by and I wanted to say hello on this Towel Talk Tuesday. I am going to do my best to come back on tomorrow for Warrior Woman Wednesday and share with you as well. I would really, really appreciate it, you guys, because this particular channel is halfway to becoming monetized. So I have a little over 500 subscribers. It would really, really do me some good if you guys like this video, if you even commented below, and if you shared this video or any videos that you find to be your favorite. And of course, if you like it here, child, if you like me in my towel on Towel Talk Tuesday, if you like me just sharing my thoughts with you, like freestyling with you, then I would really appreciate it if you subscribe as well. But in the meantime, and in between time, until the next time, you be fit, be fierce, be fabulous. Healthy is the new sexy. Bye, y'all.